Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis, and Galexis will be speaking with you today. Galexis is a group of beings from many levels who speak as one, and they will be at your service today. Galexis comes to speak of your light, your love, your divinity, and the power that you have to live your life according to your truth. So let Galexis help you walk your personal spiritual path, the path of power. Shortly, I'll go into trance, and then Galexis will be with you. Now, we have a very special opportunity today. This is different than usual. Normally, we don't know what Galexis is going to talk about, but Galexis has informed us that they're going to talk about the economy. And so this is going to be a little different. They're going to discuss that, and I don't know how long they're going to take, but they're going to want to talk to you about some things they see coming up. Then they're going to open the mic, of course, and accept questions on that topic or any other topic. The number to call in on when it's that time will be 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. That's if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And you can check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines that may be available. And for more information on Galexis or to get on the mailing list for newsletters and more, and go to our website, galexisspirit.com. I also want to add one more thing before I head on out, and that is that we have recently released a CD of a workshop that Galexis gave called Healing Your Relationship with Money. And since you're going to be hearing Galexis talk about money today and at the economy and what's going on there and what you can do to raise your abundance, you might also be interested in that. So check out the website, and you'll find information on this on the CD. It's reasonably priced, and it's got really great information. We're getting really fabulous feedback from people on what it's doing for them and how it's shifting the way that they're functioning with money. And, of course, for all of us, you know, we're at a point in our lives where we do need to come to terms with things in such that we need to heal our relationships with money so that money's our friend. And that's the CD that Galexis takes you through the process of creating just that for yourself and creating a flow and financial abundance for yourself. So now I'm going to be going into trance. There'll be a quiet moment, a few seconds of quiet, and then Galexis will be with you. So goodbye for now, and I'll return at the end of the program. All right. We are here. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you today. And yes, with all the trauma that seems to be going out there in the marketplace and all the fears that people have and all the wonderment at what's going on, we want to talk about the economy. We want to talk about the financial future that you can have, that you can move towards. You see, just recently we found it quite fascinating. We have not been spending that much time focusing on economic factors. We've been working mostly with people and their personal issues and opening up their spiritual path and techniques for that and so forth. But we've been meeting with Daniel, which is the husband of the one who channels us, and we've been paying attention to the marketplace And he would report, okay, the mortgage industry is reporting this, and the banks are doing that, and the market did this and that. And so then we've been tuning into it. And the last time or so that we've been tuning into it, we saw a very interesting phenomena coming up. And so we wanted to discuss it with you today. We feel like we're getting in a sense of connection with what the factors are, what the energies are that are going on in the market. Not that you personally could not do that yourself through your own intuition and your own inner wisdom, but we do want to point out that there is some potential big shift for you coming up. It's a time that we would say would be around mid-August, which is not very far away, and it coincides with what is known as a lunar eclipse. Now, we didn't pay attention to it on virtue of the fact that it was a lunar eclipse. That came to our attention after we saw this. But what we saw was kind of a hum, a shimmer, an energy, a vibration that shifted everything right there on the 16th, 17th, and that's a weekend, of August. And as we looked at it more closely, we could see that it was a portal. It was a kind of a pivot point, you might say. It was a split point. And we could see that when you come to that point, depending on what your energies are, you will respond to the energies of the market, or you will have impact on the energies of the market. You will have an ability to set into place a different future for yourself. Now, it's going to be a different future regardless of what you feel or what you experience or what you're having when you reach that point. If you are still buying into the tremendous amount of fear that's out there and all the fear-mongering that's being encouraged even amongst so many of your friends and local real estate agents and so forth, the gloom and doom that's out there, if you really buy into it, if you really say, oh gosh, this is really it, this is like the big depression of the 1930s, this is something as big as that, if not worse, we're falling apart, the world is being destroyed, blah, blah, blah. If you let yourself get into all that kind of drama, then the shift that will happen for you on that weekend of the 16th and 17th will shift your pathway with a little small degree of difference, but it'll head it towards a darker direction. A darker direction meaning a path of challenge, a financial challenge of difficulties, of issues around people that you know as well as yourself all struggling with issues of financial situations, personal emotional dramas, scarcity in your culture, scarcity around the planet, lots of difficult kinds of things. But now if you also then say, well, I'm going to create something different. I'm going to open up to and create and dream and imagine a reality in which I am able to be more prosperous, more abundant. And this prosperity and abundance is natural to me. It occurs naturally. It feels natural. It feels right and true for me. And that, you know, I know that in any desperate situation, any dark situation, even in cultures around the planet that are very poor, there's always a small percentage of people who are able to make a lot of money, who are able to be very abundant. Even back in the depression of the last century, that big depression that just nobody would ever want to have happen again, of course. But in that depression, there were still people who made money. There are still people who became wealthy. Yeah, maybe it wasn't like the masses. Maybe the middle class didn't seem to have the handle on things. But there were some people who found opportunities, who allowed themselves to envision and to find channels and paths and avenues of opportunity that leveraged them. And they ended up, the depression, doing quite well. All right, so which group do you want to be in? Now, you see, in your culture, there's all this kind of idea about statistics, and you know that when you have a depression or a recession or something really difficult happening, and there's a few people who really profit from it, in the upper 5% of the population. You know, the people who are the multimillionaires, only up in the 5%, you know, ooching a little bit more between 5 and 10% are the people who have really good, you know, reserves of money. And so when you look at it, you know you're going to be challenged here to consider, where am I going to fit in? So far, you may think, I haven't made it into that multi-million dollar status. So that means I must be part of that 90%. That just somehow or another just is always going to be at risk. That 90% that's always going to be affected by the market, that's going to be swayed, that's going to be have to deal with tightening up the budget and being more careful where you drive and how much gas you use and how much money you spend. And we're not saying, be irresponsible here, we're not saying, of course you're part of the 5%, so go and just spend like there's no tomorrow. No, we don't suggest doing that, dear one. But we do suggest that you look at where you belong or where you see yourself belonging as a part of your choice. If you say, okay, I'm part of that 5%, is it natural for you to be there? You need to dream that. You need to make an imagination that works for you so that you can say, all right, I may not just step into that right away, but I'm going to allow myself to be comfortable financially, abundant and prosperous for me. I don't have to have a multi-million dollars, but if I'm comfortable, if I'm enjoying myself, if I get to live a life that I know where I don't have to worry about money, I'm going to have some good, you know, I have some left over, I can have some fun and stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go for that. You see, that's more realistic. The idea here is to not worry about money. It's about not being in fear of scarcity. It's about being in a space of natural abundance and allowing yourself to feel that that's your path, to claim it, to own it as your path. If you let yourself go there, even if you don't see any difference in money from the 15th to the 18th of August, know that if you hold that energy, you are making a small degree of separation, and you'll be heading towards the light, heading towards the abundance. And no one, regardless of which direction they select on this pivot point, on this split point, will notice a major difference any time in the real near future. It's because the alignment is just a very small amount from the projected track that you're already on. But over time, that little degree of difference or separation will separate out more and more and more and more, which is maybe a half a percent or a percent now can end up over time being 20-30%. So it's not like it's going to be night and day. But there's a vibration there. There's a hum. There's a resonance. There's a light there that's offering you this opportunity. Now, what's going on in the marketplace right now? The market is like fluctuating a little bit up, a little down, a little up, a little down. It's kind of like looking. It's waiting. The market itself is almost, in a sense, on hold, waiting to see. And some of this has to do with the attitude of the statisticians, the pundits, who look at all the factors and try to figure them out and try to give you a prediction about them and so forth. They are looking at the same old factors that they've looked at for decades and decades, for over 100 years. They're looking at the same factors. They're looking at the certain progress reports. They're looking at this balance between this supply and that demand and blah, blah, blah. And they're looking at the same factors that they've always looked at. And they're not able to really interpret clearly what is really going on. Yes, they see what's happening in the imbalances in the marketplace. They see the real estate industry and the banking industry. They see those sliding down and struggling and trying to kind of come back to a balance, trying to find a turnaround point and hopefully not to crash down into the ditch. They also see how politics is playing a role, how the conversations about the economy and how the current administration is trying to keep a sense of optimism up there. Well, yes, part of it is, you know, so that it may positively influence support for their candidate in November. But overall, what it looks like is that they're aware that, you know, yes, they have done fear-mongering in the past in order to mobilize everyone to go to Iraq. Yes, let's create the whole bunch of fear there. But if you notice, they're treading a little bit more lightly right now. The pundits are quieter. Nobody's saying, oh, the market's headed for the biggest crash and the most horrendous debacle that it has ever had since who knows when, back in the early 1900s or whatever. Nobody's going there. Why? Because they know that the market is run by emotion. The markets are run by imagination. Well, you see, there's magic here. If you think about it, you've got a Federal Reserve that prints money. Well, now, isn't that pretty magical? You know, out of nothing. Okay, let's print some money. And instant value, instant exchange. Well, now you may say, well, wait a minute, you know, the more that they print, the less value that the dollar has, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but just look at what it really means, though. It means that they can print money. They can generate something out of nothing. It's magic. That's the way magic can function. Now, you may think, well, wait a minute, there's all these statistics and stuff. We want to point out those statisticians are confused. They don't know how to read the statistics because, frankly, dear ones, the foundation factors of the marketplace have changed. And some of the factors that have come into play that are very significant for this marketplace are not even being read. The statisticians and the pundits keep looking for the same old messages, and they're not finding them. Because, you see, this is a time of big change and transition, and this is a time of magic. This is a time where the parameters have shifted and changed, and you can't measure something that's changed by the same instruments and the same order and organization as it was before. So a whole new concept, or two, or three, are going to come into the marketplace. You can see it already in the sense of transition, that there's more interest in alternate energy sources, and green companies are doing much better. Emerging markets with other ideas, and particularly other concepts, and organized around green concepts, and organized around newer versions of old concepts, are doing better. So there's just certain factors that need to be taken into consideration if those statisticians or pundits are going to make a valuable call on the market. But what we want to suggest, dear ones, is let you call the market. Let you be the magician here. Let you create some magic and anticipate magic in your life. If you can realize that you're going to make it through this, you're going to make it through even back there in the 1930s, when at the lowest pit of the Depression, which is in the mid-30s, 1933-34, that was kind of, it really hit a horrendous low and it dragged itself slowly back up from there. At those timings, there are so many people out of work. There are so many people hungry. There are all these hobos traveling around looking for food, looking for work, trying to find something that they could do. people started to look out after each other. People had the opportunity to be with other people, to care for each other, to look out for others, to come together. Now, sometimes you have to have a difficult circumstance to make people come together. Sometimes you see things like a hurricane, like Katrina, got people really mobilized, people coming together, people working together. Disasters will tend to do that. But you see, you don't have to always create a disaster to create some magic, to create turning points for yourself. You've got one coming right up within a couple of weeks here. Here's what we recommend that you do in preparation for this portal, for this split point. We recommend that you look at your fears around money. You look at your fears around the economy, around the politics, about the world situation, about your investments, if you have them, about your job. You look out these things and look at the fears that you have been picking up from your environment, from the media, from your friends. And take each fear. Maybe you might write down a list of them. I'm afraid that, you know, my house will no longer have any value. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my house. I'm afraid that I can't do this. I'm afraid that that will happen. I'm afraid, you know, make your list. And then go down each one, each fear. As you look at each fear, say, all right, I recognize I have a fear about this. This has not yet happened. I'm going to choose right now to recognize that I have survived so far, and I'm doing okay. I'm making it, and I will make it. And we'll all make it. We will do this. This country will pull through. We've got plenty of creativity and spunk, and we got oomph. And I, myself, I can do it. I'm going to anticipate that there is a way out of this dilemma. I'm going to anticipate magic. I'm going to choose to go there. I'm going to take this fear and say, it's not happening yet. It doesn't have to happen. But I'm going to use that fear to say, okay, if I fall for this fear, I'll start attracting that type of thinking, that type of experience, that type of emotional energy into my reality. So I'm going to choose to aim towards that 5%. I'm going to choose to make that directional shift. Yeah, I'm not going to expect everything to turn around instantly, but I'm going to orient myself to a position of power. Somebody's got to go there. Somebody's got to make a good deal here. Somebody's got to shift into the positive. And why not me? I'm going to do it. I'll be the one to do it. All right? So recognize that you can make the choice. You can make the choice. All right? So then take all the things that you know to be true about you. Things that are good about you. Write them down in a list. Here's your powers, your strengths. You can be aware. You can be savvy. You can stay on top of things. You'll watch. You'll find opportunities. You'll anticipate the magic. You'll find the opportunities. And you can dream down the road. Don't expect it to happen on the 18th of August. But dream down the road. People finding answers, people finding solutions, people finding ways to turn things around. Dream it for not just you, but also for your culture. And from there, in the world. Now, part of the factors in the marketplace have to do with the balances of power that are changing between various countries on your planet. So you want to dream not just for this country and not just for you. You want to dream for the world. You want those balances that are changing to be a positive force. You want the United States, for example, to be able to learn from and to respond well to all those differences and all those balances. And you, as a powerful person, to claim who you are. Now, we say this every single program, and we're going to emphasize it again. You need to remember who you are. And if you don't remember who you are, you need to claim it anyway. So we suggest you go to our website, which is GalexisSpirit.com. And on the front page, on the home page, right there, there will be a little saying, a quote that will come up, a message from us. Read it. Read it every day. Read it any time you start feeling yourself succumb to fear. Go step back into that. Claim it. Step into the energy of it. Own it. It is who you are. And when you can approach your reality from the point of view of the powerful reality creator, the light being that you are, you will know that you can make that tiny little inch of difference by your choice. You can open yourself up to abundance. You can set your path to the new reality, to a reality of prosperity for yourself and your loved ones. And you can do it August 16th, 17th. You can do it. You can feel different next week. You may not see a big world of difference, but you can feel difference. All right? So we urge you. We can support you. Call on us. Call on your higher self. Call on your, if you have angels you talk to. Call on God to help you stay in an emotional state of positive thinking and feeling, emotional state of anticipating magic, anticipating resolution, anticipating something good coming, regardless of what's around you. Get support, get help where you can, because it's going to be your emotional state that's going to make that difference. That's how powerful you are. And there's going to be a whole bunch of you who can do this and will make a difference for your whole culture, make a difference for your world. All right. We wanted to put this out because it's a powerful time. And also, don't worry, you know, if you don't make the right decision. If you feel that you're still stuck in fear and paranoia and can't get out of it, don't worry about it. You can always make the choice again later. It may not be quite as easy to get that new track going, but you can do it. Don't worry that you're not going to be good enough or smart enough or hold your energy up good enough, or you're not going to be perfect enough by the time this portal opens for you. You can do it. Whenever you're ready, you can do it. You can be ready now and do it now. All right. So, all right, we're going to now turn to phone calling, and we understand that there's someone on the line waiting to speak to us. And so for those of you who have not yet called in and who want to call in, we just want to remind you that the number is 877-876-5227 if you want to talk to us after this caller who has called in. So, all right, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Would you speak a little bit louder?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. My question is, even though I will hold myself in a higher resonance and think these positive things and, you know, that kind of thing, and in preparation for having these things happen in the future,
yes.
I'm still unsure, because although I have a job now, which I'm grateful for having, I could be someone who doesn't have a job.
That's right.
I'm working towards building a business with a friend for the future.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure if that is the correct direction in which to go in, if that is really the right thing for me, even though it sounds and feels exciting. I don't know if I'm just putting a lot of my own personal wishing on it. And it may not be the right thing for me. I mean, maybe I should go in a different direction, but that direction is unclear to me.
All right. Well, you know, doubt is a kind of a natural thing. and it's not to be something to be afraid of, to have doubt about things. But the point we want to make here is that you don't have another pathway that's clear for you. And so what you have available to you now is this pathway that you've created and you've allowed to come into your reality, and you're grateful for, and it has excitement and has a sense of purpose, and you have a sense of future with it. And so we would suggest to recognize that for right now it's okay. Don't put pressure on your choice-making or your decision-making. See, a lot of people say, oh, I've got to make the right decision or else I'm going to mess up. But that's not putting too much pressure on yourself. The thing is that if you find out that this is not really true and good for you, you'll find it out. You'll know within, a few months, at the very latest, if not in a few weeks. You'll get a sense of it if it comes to a place to where you don't feel it's right or true to you, that in a sense it doesn't have the excitement anymore, that if you go into and find that there's so many obstacles, or you get disillusioned or something like that, then you can say, well, you know, what's it telling me? What's the message? What's the reflection? Maybe the reflection is telling you, I'm trying to do this business, but I'm trying to do it perfectly, or I have too much fear about it. And so your reality is going to reflect to you just what you need to heal. It's always going to reflect to you what you need to heal, or if it's a positive thing, it's going to reflect to you what you need to acknowledge and own as part of yourself. So you've created a pathway that has right now some excitement, it has a vision of the future, and has some interesting positive challenges in it. So we would suggest that right now the reflection that you're getting is something that's good, something that's showing that you have the ability to choose and find something that is intriguing, that is interesting, that can take some of your focus, and you can work your magic and learn how to work all the details of it with your thoughts and your feelings, any kind of dreaming and programming and so on into the future. So you've got something you can start working with. If it's not for you, and you get too many reflections of challenges that are very that seem to be dark or scary or limiting kind of things, use each one of those as something that is telling you, okay, I'm allowing myself to reflect fear back to me. I'm allowing myself to reflect disillusionment and discouragement back to me. All right? So in the past, when you were discouraged, what did you do? Did you just kind of say, oh, I did the wrong thing, bad me? Did you judge yourself? Or did you say, oh, I'm discouraged. What is it that would turn my passion on again? What is it that would enable me to feel hope here? You see? And then you can use it as a process for yourself. But we sense you've already got something that you can work on, you can sink your teeth in. Your reality will show you everything you need to know. And if there's a time that it needs to be changed, that choice needs to be remade, you need to find something else, dear one, you will probably find it. You understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
All right. So don't worry about whether you made the right choice or not. You see, a lot of people do this. They make a choice and they keep looking over their shoulder. Did I make the right choice? Is there something better out there?
Right. Is it really going to make me all that money?
Exactly. And the thing is, the answer lies within you. It's not out there if it's the right vehicle or the correct form. Actually, the answer lies inside you. And if you'll just take your power back in this situation, you see, then you will realize, hey, you know, if my head's on straight and I'm feeling good about me, then I'll be clear about what vehicle or what form of business that's going to do right for me. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, dear one, for calling.
Thank you.
All right. That was a very good question, very good comment, and we're opening the lines again now for someone else to call in. And we do want to emphasize that what we were saying to her is that, remember, you know, you're not going to be perfect here. That's not what you're here on the planet to do. Perfection is boring. It's been done. all right? And you're just trying to repeat somebody else's perfection. All right, so we have another caller. Did we hear someone? Perhaps not. All right. So, and also, if you're into something and you get distracted by something else flashy and exciting over on the side that says, oh, look over here, this is better, drop what you're doing and come over here. Be aware that may be just a temptation from your ego that wants to just, oh, I want to show everybody I can do it, and I've got to make sure that nowhere do I embarrass myself or become a failure. I can't let myself go there. So I'm going to grab at the brightest thing that I see, and I'm going to keep jumping midstream because this is a better opportunity, and then if another better one comes up, I'll jump to that. That doesn't give you much personal development. It doesn't give you power. It basically, you are giving your power away to the vehicle. You're giving your power away to somebody else's dream that offers it to you. So you have to be very careful at these times to recognize that it's your dream, you're dreaming it, and it's your choice. So anyone there? Is that, okay. So we still don't have another caller, so call in 877-876-5227 if you want to make a call. And you want to talk to us and ask us a question, we'll be very happy to answer a question about it. There's so many factors that go on here. We just do discuss them in greater depth in the workshop that we have given recently called Healing Your Relationship with Money, because many people have issues with money, and it has been given too much importance in your life. All right, we do have a caller now. So, hello.
Hi, my name is Connie.
Hello, Connie. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
So 2 weeks ago, the woman whose care I've been in charge of for about 15 years, she died, and she left me her money with a verbal proviso that I decide how to share it with my brother, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
She left it up to me because he's had a long history of financial instability,
mm-hmm.
and also some drug abuse. And although he's been off of drugs now for maybe 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. it's not an easy cut and dried decision for me, and every choice has its consequences. So at first I was going to divide off his portion,
mm-hmm.
but keep it in my name so that I'd be in control of the distribution, because I have been afraid that he would squander the money and end up destitute or worse in the future.
Well, right, and that's, of course, why it was written in that will, in that context, to begin with.
That's right. But now I'm starting to wonder if I really want to have that kind of relationship with him, being the gatekeeper, and the kind of relationship that would necessitate.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I'm also really working to step out of the fear-based reality into the one of trust and abundance, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if controlling his money is going to be in harmony with that transition, and I don't know if it's an eye-of-the-needle situation.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
You say he's been off drugs for 3 or 4 years, right?
He's been off of the hard stuff. He was on crack, and he's,
oh,
you know, like
really...
51 years old, and he was on crack, and... It, you know, he has his temptations, but so far he's been able to resist, you know, going back on that. But he also drinks, and he's been starting to drink maybe a little bit again. He
mm-hmm.
was completely off of it. But, you know, he's slightly teetery.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you were to just divvy up the money the way you think it would be, if he were really very good with money, and if he were... this kind of brother that you could trust with money, and that you felt that he had the maturity and the capacity to make good choices about his money, there's a certain percentage of the money you would give him.
That's right.
All right? What we would suggest is to take that percentage of the money and put that into some kind of some kind of vehicle in which you can get maybe a little bit of percentage from it, or that it's like a trust or something where a certain amount of it comes out to him.
Right.
All right. That's what we would suggest you do that for.
Right.
And it could be only maybe for about 4 or 5 years, and then it would be in a reevaluation period.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because you see, It takes about 7 years for a person's biological, emotional, hormonal systems all to come into the new balance. You can be off a drug 3 or 4 years, but your body still has the addictions in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get off of the addictions. And, of course, the main reason for the addictions in the first place, which has to do with a lot of emotional pain and fear that was kind of paralyzing to a sensitive person like your brother, who he is very sensitive.
Yeah.
And he actually is a very creative and very aware person naturally. And he was aware of too much and sensitive too much. And it's like his life kind of whammied him, and it was scary. So he had to kind of do this in a way to distract himself from the pain. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very much.
All right. So it takes at least 7 years for the body to kind of release that pain. Now it can take less, but that's dependent only upon the dedication and the commitment of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, it's more gradual. He has a certain will. He's activated his will. He knows he made the right decision getting off the drugs.
Yeah.
But he still is in fear of the pain.
Yeah.
And he hasn't resolved his response to failure or his response to disappointment. He hasn't been able to figure out how to handle that differently. So what you want to do is to give him, a few years where he just gets a stipend. And then you don't have to, then it's written into kind of the agreement between you and the bank or whoever that you set it up with, so that you're not involved in it during that time.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You know, and it comes back to the reevaluation period where you come back in and you take it over again, make a new evaluation and set up a new vehicle for him.
I see.
Okay.
So, yeah, do you recommend that I actually talk to him about this setup, that he's, I'm going to give him maybe 5 years and we'll reevaluate, or should I?
Yeah, you can talk to him. Talk to him about what he sees as far as what his ideal would be, what he would like to do as far as money is concerned. Of course, he would like to have it all immediately.
Of course he would.
And of course, you can understand that.
Because
he has debts to pay, he has things to do with it, and so on. And you have to say, well, I want you to think about your responsibility to yourself for the long term. And think about how responsible do you think you can be with money. And let him know that it has to do with his being irresponsible with his money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he knows it already.
Yeah, he does.
And he's taken that as almost as a shame,
yeah,
and as a major judgment. And you tell him, look, the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to have some money down the road.
Yeah.
I want you to have some security down the road. You see?
Exactly.
And if I gave it all to you now and you're not out of the 7 years, and your body's not completely out of the whole addiction orientation, and you haven't really detoxed, completely, and so on, I have concern that you would squander it, and then I have this whole fear of you being destitute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm trying to follow what I think her intentions have really been. You see?
Right. Right.
And I think this is what probably even more than what she would probably do if she were still alive. I want you to have something. It's not like I'm going to just hog it all.
Right.
And I'm not doing this because I just like control.
Right.
I'm doing this because I don't want to see you before you're really fully adjusted and your body is really cleaned up and it's out of the addiction chemistry, okay?
This is really interesting because, I really considered this option very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little worried that I was throwing a fear from the past into my future about him. Mm-hmm. So how is this different?
Well, the thing is that it really isn't from your past, though.
Okay.
You see, yes, you can see that he's still not quite stable, is he?
Not terribly.
No.
Not where I feel comfortable.
If
even
you were as unstable right now as he was, you know that you probably would waste some of your money.
Yeah.
Right. So, in a way, you've been given a kind of a guardianship position for him, and so it's not that you're projecting stuff onto him into the future. It's not that you're buying into fears of the future, but it's what you're doing to look at, well, how can we create something here to where we have an evaluation period, which means everything can change.
Yeah.
It's not like he's stuck with a trust that he never gets to change the rest of his life.
Right.
He's not a prisoner to it. If he is stable and so forth, then you know that he's going to be okay, and that you're going to be able to anticipate a really great future for him.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you can use it almost in that sense, just as anybody who does any kind of planning will look into the future and they look at all the possibilities. Okay, there's a possibility that you could give him all the money and he would be very mature with it.
Yeah.
And there's a possibility you could give him all the money and he would blow it out within a month.
Yeah.
You see, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is saying, okay, I don't want to limit you in the past, so that's why this is going to be temporary.
Okay, that makes sense, and that gets me out of a parental role.
Right, because I don't really want to be monitoring you forever, brother. I want you to know that there's going to come a point where if you stay off the drugs and if you reduce your drinking and you get yourself in the stable position and you start building a really good life and so on, then I want you to have it.
Yeah.
And you also, you know, underneath it all, he knows you've been given the choice as to how much to give him.
That's right.
You know, he's, on one hand, he's going to want to be in good behavior to get more. And, you know, that's kind of natural, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're not, and he has a tendency to project mother on women anyway, so You know, you're not going to get out of it, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you've seen it in his relationships, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, and he's done that with me for decades.
That's right. So it's not like it's a radical change in your relationship at all.
No.
And he has to understand that it's really nice of you to be willing to give him anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the proviso is that you could give him whatever you see fit.
Right.
You could keep it all.
I could. It was written that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know that you are a very good, decent, fair person. And so he's going to rely on you being a good, decent, fair person, too. He's probably going to complain about whatever allotment you give him.
Okay.
But don't go into guilt over this, all right?
Right.
Because you want to be able to do this and to feel okay with yourself when you go to bed at night. You don't want to go around and it's like, oh, did I do the right thing? Worry, worry, worry. You don't want to go there.
That's right.
And you know how much you're comfortable with.
Right.
So you start there.
Yeah.
If at any point in the future it changes, you can change. Isn't that the good news?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the whole thing is that, you know, suddenly this whole issue of having enough, well, you know, we have enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's not enough to do everything we want to do. We can't buy houses and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
our well-being is, if there's enough for us there right now.
That's right.
So it's a base, it's a springboard to even use this weekend coming up. You know, to definitely program the dreams that we want.
That's right. That's right. Now, what kind of work does he do? Does he have a steady job? Or
he does now. He's a school teacher in a private school. He prefers private schools, and this is the best school he's ever been in. He feels so grateful, and he's decided now, even after being there only a year, that this is the school he wants to work out his lifetime in and retire.
How beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm so happy for him.
Yes, this is good. We would say the private school is good for him too, anyway, mm-hmm. because he has a public school probably would be too much energetic fragmentation.
Yeah, it was too imprisoning on his sense of curriculum. He likes more freedom.
That's true, but he also has difficulty with all the conflicting and cross currents of energy that a public school has.
Ah.
A private school has a more even flow of energy about it.
Oh, that's better for his sensitivity.
Exactly, that's what we're saying. This is a place where his sensitivity can become an asset rather than a liability.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of what makes him a really good teacher.
That's right. That's right. And as those qualities come out, he's going to feel much less need to drink,
mm-hmm.
you see. And once that period has passed, several years has passed, and you can see him grow into this, you know, happier person where he has a joy over utilizing his gifts and his creativity and so forth,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to be much more comfortable about not even having to set up any kind of trust or any kind of thing, and let him start to take over some of the assets and just kind of maybe gradually transition stuff, because of course right now it's in investments, right?
That's right.
All right, so it gradually transition over some of the investments to him to pay attention to and to stay on top of and to receive from.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
But we want to commend you, because we know this is a tough road to walk.
Yeah.
And yet, you're doing it with a great deal of integrity and love. And that's what counts.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you for saying that.
All right. And so we wish you well. You can use this beautiful integrity. You can use this beautiful sense of rightness and balance for you to step through that portal in a very positive way.
Okay, great.
Thank you, dear one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Farewell.
Bye bye.
All right. What a beautiful one. And we're going to have to pretty much wrap it up now, because we have only about 3 or 4 minutes left in this day. But we wanted to talk to you just to wrap up about this financial situation. Is that if you can see that money is part of a flow. There's a divine flow. And there's plenty of flow for everyone. There's plenty of flow everywhere. It's up to you to get into alignment with that flow that is natural to you, for you to expand that sense of naturalness. Now, for some of you, struggle and hardship is more natural to you than abundance and prosperity. Start dreaming how that would be different if that's the case. And let yourself imagine, what would it be like if I were in the flow? Just think about the flow. Money can come in a flow. Those people who are really successful, they get into the flow. Money will come to you as your friend. That's one of the things that we address, particularly in this workshop that we have done, the healing your relationship with money, making money your friend, activating the flow, generating the flow. And in that time, we also connect you with the spirit of money. So many people have judgments about money, resistances about money, put too much charge and importance to money, and they cannot get in touch with the spirit of money and let it be a natural friend for them in their life. So with those thoughts, we wish you the very, very best over this period of time and great success for you, we hope, as you go into that weekend of the 16th and 17th of August. to set your path at this powerful split point on a path of abundance to help bring you, your culture, your world back to abundance and prosperity, that it's its natural birthright. So, because all of you are created in the divine, you're sparks of consciousness, you're powerful reality creators. And together, you can create a beautiful world. We've enjoyed very much speaking with you, and we must go now, and the channel will return after a few seconds of silence. Until our next program, we say farewell and walk the path of power. Okay, I'm back. This is Ginger, and thank you so much for joining us on the Path of Power. And next week at this time is Tall Cat Psychic. We'll just want to remind you that the Galexis Show is the first and third Monday of every month. And again, for more information on Galexis, see Galexis Spirit, that's GalexisSpirit, GalexisSpirit.com. And get on our mailing list. We will send you updates and information that you're probably going to use and enjoy. And thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in again next time. So I send you my wishes now for every success as you walk your path of power. So goodbye for today.